Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnish Training proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King David Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. We are just a few days away from this year's another anime convention, and Ali for Derek and I are gearing up for a fun weekend of interviews and panels. It's a nice small convention that feels rather homey, bringing forth some unexpected surprises and good times all around. Also, as of this recording, I am waist deep in manga reviews, game reviews, anime reviews, and even some music stuff too. I kid you not, Viz Media just sent me like a 5-pound box of manga for me to cover. It's ridiculous. So with that being the case, today's episode of No Borders, No Race will be an all music show. I know it may seem lazy for us to do this, but we are deep in preparation for con stuff as well as all this review stuff, so I need some extra time to prep for all of this. But we're going to sprinkle just a couple of extra tracks for all of you to enjoy on this week's episode. And I promise, we'll do our best to be back at 100% next time around. And who knows, it may be a show recorded on the AAC show floor. So let's not waste any more time and dive into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can grab just about all this music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores, even though this very first track you can't find in any of those places. On today's episode, we're going to open up with something a little bit different, if you will allow me to be a bit more of a geek than usual. NIS America just released the SNK 40th Anniversary Collection on the Nintendo Switch, which features the game Psycho Soldier. First and foremost, I haven't played Psycho Soldier since I was 5 or 6 years old, and when I was playing this game, I forgot how hard of a game it is. What's also interesting about Psycho Soldier is that it was one of the very first video games to have actual vocals in its theme song. And a full version of this theme song was made available as a special cassette single with the Famicom release of Athena, which is kind of like the first game in the Psycho Soldier series, I believe. Yeah, it's the first game because Psycho Soldier takes place thousands of years after Athena. And you're about to hear this special cassette single of the theme song. And it's the full version because if you ever hear the one in the video game, it doesn't really come out very well, so they made a very cool version of it with the original pop idol who sings it, Kari Shimizu, who unfortunately retired like a couple years after they released this song. It's a shame because she has a very good voice, and I wish that she had done a little bit more with her music career after the fact. So, without further ado, this is the theme song to Psycho Soldier.
Psycho ball が光放ち
From their 2012 album Landscape, that was Tessimerico with A Lotus. You can catch Tessimerico at the L.A. Mama Stagehouse in Shibuya on November 23rd, alongside the King OGs in DJ Mamo Tanaka, if you find yourself surrounded by Tokyo's illuminated beauty that evening. Right now, we're going to play a new song from critically acclaimed alt-rocker Ty Segall. This track was written in honor of his dog, and sales of the vinyl version of this single will go to the animal rescue organizations Mighty Mutts and NKLA. But note to Ty, don't say your dog's name in a public area in England. You might get some dirty looks for it. This song is called Danny.
This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you get any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Babble Babble, that was Grapevine with Scarlet A. The band is currently on a small Japanese club tour, so be sure to visit their Facebook page for all the tour dates if you're in the area and are itching to check them out. Baby Metal have returned with an interesting comic book that builds on the mythos of the group entitled Apocrypha, The Legend of Baby Metal. With the sad news that Yui is leaving Baby Metal due to health reasons, which it sounds like she got what Aoi had a couple of years ago, let us look back at a track from our 2016 Album of the Year pick, Metal Resistance. This is Metatoro. kick-ass biker punk in the form of Bad Waitress from their debut EP, Party Bangers, Volume 1. That was Acid Brain. I saw these ladies open up for Fucked Up last week at the Brighton Music Hall and was totally blown away by their performance. I look forward to hearing what these gals are conjuring up in the near future, and I hope you come back to Boston. Please, you are more than welcome to kick my ass musically with your sound any day of the week. Here's a track from Duez Infinity's recent album Alive, and it goes by the name To Know You.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at I Think This Is Great.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jared Business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
With Say Shonen Adolescence, the title track from their latest record. The band recently played a few shows in Taiwan over the summer in celebration of the group's 10th anniversary, a good thing to celebrate in music these days, you know, what with bands forming, disbanding quicker than ever before. Up next, we have the band Viva Death, who just released their fourth album, Illuminate. This new record finds the band's production master, Chad Blingman, now taking drum duties, while Scott Shiflett, well, takes care of the rest. From that record is Windows.
Looking out at the world. の塊。
Buddy Sushi Mamile with Parmigiano Reggiano off of last year's new album. I still think I butchered that, even though I spent a minute trying to say that title. Sushi Mamile just wrapped up another successful US tour, but they'll more than likely be back in the States again very soon. They still owe me a Boston date, after all. Interestingly enough, they wound up sharing the stage with one of the bands I played earlier, Bad Waitress, a couple of weeks back. So, please tour together. You guys would make an amazing show. Coming up, we've got one of my favorite voice actresses, Rie Takahashi. This is a rendition of a track from Green that was used as one of the end themes to this year's comedy series, Karakai Jozu no Takagi-san. This is Ai Uta.
ねえ大好きな君へ笑わないで聞いてくれ愛してるだなんて臭いけどねだけどこの言葉以外伝えることができないほらねまたバカにして笑ったよね君の選んだ道はここでよかったのかなんてわからないけどただ泣いて笑って過ごす日々に隣
pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Slow Wolves Club with Mark the Vic off of last year's self-titled debut album. On November 30th, you can catch Slow Wolves Club at the Star Night Club in Chiba, Japan. So if you find yourself in the area around that time, be sure to check them out. Satellite Young are back with a brand new single that is currently being used in Japanese ads for Adobe Premium Rush. A song both in English and Japanese, this new track is entitled Moment in Slow Motion. We'll be right back.
ざわめき砕けた気持ち見透かしてるようで震えたよ満ちた月の日遠吠えの命まだ置いてかないでよ僕はどれくらい空ここにまみれの夢舞い上げて拳を握ったなら今走れ走れつむじ風に塗ってレッド絶望インサイズ吹き飛ばしてく追いかけなきゃ最後の扉何度落ちたって大逆転この枯れた祈りの歌届けたいよ足りない僕らで信じてた世界を奪えたらまだまだまだまだ負けられない険しい道のり紛られ話作り笑顔もそばになりどこかで鳴り止まない叫び声正しく生きてみたいんだよ僕らどれ作ってるのかな苦水のイメージいくらも瞬き繰り返しても消えちゃくれないのなら今走れ
album Yukimo Aimo Nainante. That was Nico Touches the Walls with Uzu to Uzu. Last July saw the release of a new EP entitled Twister, which included both studio and acoustic versions of all the songs. Sounds like they took a really good page out of Frank Turner's book, like what he did with positive songs for negative people. I think more bands should do that, in my honest opinion. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastion Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Ty Segal and Viva Death, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to Tom Molesky for sending down the songs from Tessa Medico, Icon Girl Pistols, and Slow Wolves Club. A very special thank you to both Polly Panic and Buildings and Food for their contributions to Shameless Tuesdays. I totally forgot to mention Polly last episode. My sincerest apologies to her. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we dive into the wrongful censorship on Sony's behalf regarding Senran Kagura, the recent live-action My Hero Academia news, and why My Sister, My Writer is just a fucking awful anime that we can't stop watching. You can catch all of this on Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. Alifa, Derek, and I will be at another anime convention this weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's going to be loads of fun and hopefully some exciting times. We're going to plan to bring our video camera this time around and hopefully do some man-on-the-street segments regarding this year in anime. Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for podcasts, photos, and videos from the event on the B3 site, on Facebook, and the Electric Sisterhood YouTube page. We're going to end things on a more positive note with some Cuckoo Kangaroo. Our favorite duo from Minneapolis just released a new free album called Fast Casual, which is about their love for, of all things, Panera Bread. Now, I love Panera Bread just as much as the next guy, but I wouldn't go so far as to write a whole album about it, but that's just me. And Brian and Neil always have fun crafting a song about anything under the sun, so I guess they wanted to write about Panera Bread, so they did, and the album is actually pretty good. So from Fast Casual, here are Cuckoo Kangaroo with You Pick Two. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Well, when you're looking for food, you pick two. Let me show you the move. You pick two. When you're looking for food, you pick two. Let me show you the move. You pick two.
You pick two.
We'll be right back.
guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.